All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Tuesday, December 9th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we have a two-game NBA main slate as well as a 10-game NHL slate, so it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in. One of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, so you can tune in any one of those days to get your questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up on the screen here. We didn't have any questions prior to the show. That is okay. That gives us plenty of time to jump into a build demo, talk some strategy while questions roll in live. So we got the two-game NBA main slate pulled up. Earlier start than usual. Be aware of the start time today. It looks like the start time is 6 p.m. Eastern as opposed to the normal 7 p.m. Eastern time. So I'm sure that'll catch some people off guard here. But only a two-game slate going to be interesting as always, right? I think the question arises on two-game slates, hey, you know, how important is duplication and do I kind of need to be aware of that, right? Especially since this is a main slate, right? This is a main slate. So the contests are generally going to be a little bit bigger, right? Minimax is still 47,000. Flagship is 17K. So like a lot of entries right here, right? You know, something I'm going to do here that I think is kind of valuable is I'm going to ask ChatGPT real quick. Actually, ChatGPT might not know. I was trying to, I'm going to ask ChatGPT, when was the last day this NBA season where there were only two games on the schedule like today? So I'm trying to figure out when the last kind of main slate two-gamer was. No, not... And it did the wrong season. So I want to do 2025, 2026 season. Have there been any days like today? So there haven't been any days so far this year where there's only two, which is interesting. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to look, okay, how many days had four or less? And then if there's something like three, we can kind of use that, right? So we're effectively researching, right? I'm using ChatGPT to kind of research this. All right. It's just thinking. It's thinking, trying to give me an answer here. What we could always do is we could look at a night slate. You know, we could go back to, I mean, I guess we could click through here. There was a three-game main yesterday. See, like, I could use a night slate, right? The only thing I'm, like, a little worried about is that this is, like, probably for sure smaller. If we go back to, like, yesterday's night slate. And I guess the flagship, no way. The night slate had the same size contest as today? That seems wrong. Hold on. I want to hard refresh this. Okay, one sec. Try and do something cool. And it's not working right. But that's okay. We push through. All right, let's get SaberSim back up. Okay, this is today. Let's go back to yesterday. Let's go back to the two-game night. Okay, this looks more likely what I was expecting, right? Smaller contests, like not super indicative of what we want. Let's use the three-game, right? I think we can use the three-game and we can draw conclusions from there. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to this three-gamer from yesterday. Oh, I found it. Yes, let's go. Thursday, October 23rd. All right, so we're going to use a true one here. Finally got the answer I needed. Two-gamer. Boom, right here. So early in the season, there were a couple two-game slates. The interesting thing is that these contests might be even bigger, but this will give us a really, really good sense for how important duplication is on a two-game slate, right? That's basically the problem we're trying to solve. I was using ChatGPT to do so, and I just had to go back and forth a little bit. And then ultimately, it ended up giving me this list that I'll show you guys. So I got this list here of like slates with, I did four or less, and then I finally found those twos. So that's good. All right. So this looks a lot like what we see today, right? Like a 15K flagship, we see like a 17K today. So this is going to be great, right? This is exactly what we need. All right, so we come in here. We go over to users. I'm going to look at maxers. I'm going to sort by sim ROI. Okay, so this is really interesting, right? I wouldn't have expected this, to be honest with you guys. So players entering 150 lineups, high sim ROIs, their average dupes is below one, right? I'm like kind of shocked here as to how little duplication is even when there is a slate with not that many players. You know, there's maybe 40 viable players here, you know, five starting, five on the bench, so 10 per team, and there's four teams. So about a 40-man field, and duplication was not very high. I think users were still using a lot of salary here. So this is really interesting information. Some dupes down toward the bottom, but not as much up at the top. Some of these are duped, right? Like, okay, they have 111 uniques. That means some of these are played more than once, but the average number ends up being below one still. So I'm pretty sure this like rounds. So it's like less than a half or whatever it is. So I wouldn't worry about it if it's kind of at this level. So great. That's great information for us for today, right? I can go into the slate and now I can build after having used SaberSim to answer a question that I had and go in with a more concrete kind of idea and process of what I want to do today, right? I am not going to worry about duplication on this two-game slate. Doesn't seem that it's super important. In fact, I might even raise my min salary back up a little bit here because a lot of those players had higher min salaries. That's normally good. So I'm going to raise this, not all the way, right? It was 44,000, which was like a 6K gap. I cut it in half down to a 3K gap, right? So I'm willing to go down to 47, but I still want to leave some range here because I think there are going to be viable lineups in between. Not to say SaberSim is going to give you a bunch of lower salary lineups, but it can if the Sims think they're viable, right? So far we're researching, we're making adjustments based on what we're seeing in Flashback, and we're getting ready to kick off a build. Before we do that, I'm going to answer this question. Hi, Andrew. What am I able to do if SaberSim doesn't fully support a sport like soccer? And I have the data projections and ownership, will I be able to take advantage of any simulations? Okay, so for soccer, well, specifically, there's two things to know. Number one, we only provide projections for EPL soccer league, right? We don't provide projections for any other league. Now, those projections are third-party projections. They come from one of our partners who they create the projections themselves and then upload it to SaberSim. So SaberSim is not actually simming soccer, right? We do have all slates in the app, I believe. So even if you are playing the UCL slate for today, this looks like this passed. But if you were playing it, right? One, it's not EPL, so we're not going to have projections. But two, you can still use SaberSim to build your own lineups, right? That's basically why we have the slates. We have all the players, salaries. We know all of the rules. And you could set rules, filters, etc. here, right? So you're going to build basically using optimizer mode here. You can still upload projections. You can upload ownership, right? And then you can use that. Like, we're going to use your projections to build your lineups, right? We're going to use optimizer mode, building like the highest lineup, highest projected, and then the second highest, third, fourth, fifth, etc. So as far as ownership goes, I'm not sure how valuable it would be to you unless you are creating some type of custom metric in the in your group, right? Like, hey, I'm going to make some custom metric that is going to use my uploaded ownership and my projection, and it's going to balance them out, right? So the ownership would only matter if you're doing something like that, where you're using the upload and then using those values to rank your lineups. If you're just going to upload projections, build lineups, sort by projected score, the ownership is not as important at that point. So that is what I would say in regards to soccer support, just kind of clarifying what we do and don't support. Y'all said thank you. You're welcome. Season-long question. Egbuka, Jettas, Judkins, or Devontae Smith in full PPR? Man, Jalen Hurts looked so bad yesterday. I saw that Egbuka's completion percentage, well, his, like, not his target rate, but, like, how many balls he's catching is, like, near 50% recently, which is, like, really bad. Justin Jefferson and McCarthy don't seem to be connecting too well. So I got to maybe go with Judkins here. You know, Shador looked really good. And if he can continue to pass that well, that should open up opportunities in the run game if he is a true passing threat week in, week out. So might be a little biased because I have Judkins on my own team and I will be starting him for the first round of the fantasy playoffs. Just snuck in at fifth place, but we are in. So that's all that matters. All right, getting back to our slate demo. So we were basically done with setup here, right? Like, pretty good. Now I'm going to generate some lineups. I'm just going to build 500 lineups. I do have to still make two adjustments to projections. I've just been doing the ownership column. That one works too. And I'm going to kick off my build. All right. Lineups are finishing. All right. So I'm going to create a group so we can view 20 lineups here. I didn't turn on a contest sim or anything, so I'm just going to switch to Unique's one. Going to use Saber Score. All right. So one thing we've been talking about a little bit is setting a filter to have Saber Score greater than zero. So this will take my pool from like 500-ish down to 327. So that's good. I don't have to worry about any lineups being negative Saber Score if I start to make adjustments here. Now, what do we see, right? It's very important, I think, to kind of make sense of what you're seeing. So, like, for instance, I see four players from Orlando. Okay, well, why am I seeing so much Orlando, right? Maybe I need to go to their team, sort by salary, or even projection, and then see, like, scroll down and see who's out. Oh, hey, you know, Franz Wagner is out. He's 8,000 salary. Hey, that makes a big difference, especially on a two-game slate, to have one of your highest salary, highest minute players out, right? It's going to open up a lot of opportunities for a lot of players below that normally come off the bench, maybe don't play as many minutes, right? So I think this hole in Orlando makes sense as to why we are seeing so much cheaper, so many cheaper, especially cheaper Orlando players in our top exposures, right? Like, we look at these guys, 4K, 6,600 isn't the most. It's kind of in the middle. 5,400, 5,200, right? Like, you know, higher salary, I would wait like 7, 8K, you know, you start to get into like the big name stars at 9, 10 plus, but you know, 6,600, 54s, you know, all of that kind of middle of the road salary wise. So I think all of these players are effectively benefiting from him being out. Outside of that, it's kind of mixed. Some Knicks, a little Toronto. We go to the Knicks maybe. Okay, anybody out here? Oh, Miles McBride and Landry Shamet are both out. You know, these are two players that, even though their salary is a little bit lower, if you're familiar, like they're kind of guards. They come off the bench as like the sixth man, seventh man. Well, now Clarkson is popping, and that makes sense because these other two players are out. That should increase his minutes. And, you know, you can see his position. He's a shooting guard like both of these other players are. He has that shooting guard eligibility. So just trying to make sense of what we're seeing, making sure we're comfortable with it. Now, it's going to depend how you feel about, you know, your exposures, your leverages, right? Like Anthony Black, we're getting him at 2X his ownership. I would be okay with this, you know, personally. Some people might not be. Some people might say, hey, I don't want to have more than 60%, 70%, whatever number, you know, feels right to you. That's the number that you should use. Here, I'm okay with these numbers. They're some of the higher, if not highest, value plays on the slate, right? We come in here, we sort by value. And, you know, these Orlando guys are like top value. We have positive leverage on basically all of them. And then even, what is this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The top 8 value plays, we are above their projected ownership. And then we start to kind of dabble in like the middle, a couple negatives. And then it gets worse as we go lower, which is kind of what we want, right? We want to be lower on the lower value plays and then higher on the higher value plays. SaberSim does a great job of handling that for you. So all this is just kind of QA. It is making sure that everything looks good, you agree with it. And then once you do, right, you can save this and upload it to your contests and then just be ready to late swap. I would say, you know, if you're on Ultimate, right, I would for sure late swap on a two-game slate because you're going to know so much about the first game since there's a 2.5-hour window here. So I would be letting this game play out, letting the live sims and stuff come in, and then trying to do a late swap 15 minutes before the next game starts. And that should give you a pretty good sense of how your lineups are doing, allow SaberSim to, you know, reconstruct your lineups based on the live data that's come in and hopefully help you. If you're on starter, the thing you need to be aware of are any projection adjustments, right? So in Discord, in the NBA lineup alerts, you know, you're looking for sims that run and then finish, and then you see players' projections change, right? If you see something like this where, hey, lineup came out, it's not different than expected, no sims run, then you don't need the late swap. So projection adjustments matter more on starter. The amount of time a game has played matters more on Ultimate. But just some notes for you guys there. All right. taking a peek in Discord. Looks like we're caught up there, caught up in the YouTube chat, knocked out a build demo. Cool. Think we're going to get out of here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.